70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Here it comes, radio's most exciting game for fabulous prizes, the Name Game. Do you have a name? Incredible prizes can be yours just by playing Blue Water Broadcasting's The Name Game.
Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our station website.
Win fantastic prizes such as a cruise, a big screen TV, dining experiences, and jewelry.
We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? Lucky you. You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. It's the Name Game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Today is September 19th, International Talk Like a Pirate Day. No matter what language you speak, speak it like a pirate. If you're French, say au revoir. Italian, say arrivederci. Spanish, say adios. And if you're Somali, say I am the captain now. Have a great International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I think he was talking about Somali pirates like Ilhan Omar. It's 4 o'clock.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. House Intelligence Committee Chair Congressman Adam Schiff says more information is needed about an intelligence official's whistleblower complaint against the president.
We do not have the complaint. We do not know whether the press reports are accurate or inaccurate about the contents of that complaint.
The Washington Post reports the complaint was filed over a secret promise President Trump made to an unidentified foreign leader. The president denies the accusation. The acting director of national intelligence expected to testify before lawmakers next week. The House has approved an interim spending bill to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month, funding federal programs at their current level until November. The Senate's expected to take up the measure next week. Stocks mixed today. The Dow slipping 53 points. The S&P up a fraction with the NASDAQ 5 points higher. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Gil Fulbright. The people that run my campaign, they've made this commercial, and I'm in it. This campaign, it's not about me. It's about crafting a version of me that'll appeal to you. A version that visits random work sites with paid actors pointing at things. A version of me that doesn't find old people loathsome or pointless. Has a conventionally attractive yet curiously still family. Listening to my constituents, legislating, these are things I don't do. What I do is spend about 70% of my time raising funds for re-election. I'd do anything to stay in office. My name's Gil Fulbright, but hell, I'll change my name to Phil Goldbright or Bill Fulbright or fill up my mouth with farts. These are the things that are important to me. And these are the fine people that finance my campaign. Now, in order to do these things, I have to stay in office. And to stay in office, I have to keep these guys happy. Now, if any of these things make these guys unhappy, well, my hands are tied. So come November, the choice is clear. Do you want another spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists? Or a spineless mouthpiece for special interest and lobbyists?
That's what I want.
Yeah.
I'm Philip a Mouth with Farts, and I approve this message.
Let's listen for Joey.
Oh, kids, you have to listen at a new time now. Sneaker Radio's in the school. He's on 9 to noon with Jack Campbell. News and views on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Andy is waiting to talk to us on the phone on Happy Hour. Terry Adams and Rosie riding shotgun today.
All right. Well, here's my thing. I know it's not All Request Friday, but you know today is the last day of the Palindrome Week. So can we maybe hear that one last time? Because we won't get to hear it again for another 100-something years.
Are you talking about Weird Al?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll play it at the end of this break. How about that?
All right, that sounds good.
How's that for fast and friendly service?
Thanks.
Didn't get
you're welcome. I had the roll call pasted in, but I don't know that we're going to have time to do that.
Uh-oh.
Tomorrow. I have to work on some vocal exercises because tomorrow, Larry Stevens is going to drop by during the 3 to 4 hour.
Radio royalty.
And when Larry speaks,
everyone listens.
Well, yes, there's that. But I always feel like a woman. Man, I feel like a woman, my voice following his.
No. No. You shouldn't.
No.
You get into that depth comparison thing.
Yeah, don't
Larry. Thank God he's my friend.
Yes.
You know, that, and more than anything else, my friend. And Terry, we were talking about Larry during the break, if you don't mind me bringing this out, about when Larry spoke, everybody listened.
Yeah, like this.
He was the unofficial mayor of Montgomery.
He was. You know, everybody listened to his morning show, and he broke ground on some amazing stuff, and it was just great stuff.
You know what? Larry's a good example of a guy that set the stage for talented people to come in and then move on mm-hmm. to bigger and better things. And the radio station had a major reputation. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. I used to work for a group called Styx.
Styx.
And WHHY in the 70s was a station that, and we finally figured out, I had spoken to him on numerous occasions because we needed to get that station
on,
so we could go to the bigger market and say, hey, it's working here, mm-hmm. play it there. That's how it works. I was talking to somebody today whose daughter just cut a jazz album and is in the process of trying to get airplay for it. And that's basically what I did for mm-hmm. them. So I'm hoping that her music gets in front of the right people. I'm going to get an MP3 of her stuff. I want to hear it myself.
Yeah.
And but it is such, you know, it's like getting into this business. You can be really great, but you got to position yourself when the opportunity door opens to walk through.
Yes, like in anything.
I was very fortunate.
Tell us.
Well, I loved radio, wanted to be in it, thought that's the direction I was going to go, and I kept talking to people who were big in their areas in Birmingham, Huntsville, and all different areas. And everyone that I talked to said, if you want to talk to somebody who knows something about radio, talk to Larry Stevens.
Right.
Wow.
Got a hold of a guy in Selma who had worked for Larry and still was in contact with him. And he said, work on your audition tape, get back to me, and I'll call Larry. Well, he just happened to talk to Larry. And Larry was looking for someone.
Mm.
So I was very fortunate.
But you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You
yes.
know, so they, you know. In fact, somebody told me, if you really want to get into the business, you got to make such a pain in the ass out of yourself that they hire you just to shut you up.
Squeaky wheel gets the grease.
If necessary. But you don't see that level of ambition in a lot of people anymore.
No, you don't. Not in any field.
Which is kind of sad.
It is.
All right, so we'll do the palindrome song since that week is almost up. I don't know if we'll have time to roll call. I don't think anybody will miss it if we don't. I had such a good one the other day that...
You've had several.
Trying to keep the show connected to its roots, which is a show about nothing.
Frivolity.
Happy.
Well, our big issue today, is it okay to install a safe in your refrigerator to prevent your spouse or child or others from pilfering your prized chocolate or some other food stuff?
No, it's not right.
Hmm. Well, I know how my wife feels about it now. I should check my page more often. Passion is what drives people into success in any field, and that's what is behind the success of Montgomery Eye Physicians over the last 75 years. Think about that, all the way back to the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, it was optics, glasses, and so forth. Then contact lens era came into being, and then LASIK was developed. You know that Montgomery Eye has performed over 10,000 LASIK procedures. When it comes to experience, nobody comes close. And you've got two of the best in the country right here in Montgomery who live and work here, Dr. Swan and Shin. If you would like to see if you're eligible for LASIK in the sense that it won't correct every vision situation, that's what I learned. Sadly, I wanted to have LASIK, but I'm 20/15 in one eye and 20/200 in the other. I guess they can't work with that. But it doesn't cost you anything to find out. Call them at 271-3804. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. 271-3804 or learn more online. at onlinemep.com. It is 4:11. Rich's forecast coming up in a moment. Local news.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Pretty much everyone agrees we have the best diamonds, the best jewelry, and the best selection in town. But what is hogwash is people think we're expensive. That's total, complete nonsense. We sell the finest diamonds, the finest jewelry. That's all we're going to sell you. And we do it at the lowest price compared to everyone in town. We did this for years. We used to make jewelry for Zales, Army's Air Force Exchange Services, Costco, you name it. Come to Marguerite's, shop us. If you shop anybody else, we'll save you thousands.
Thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg or each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey announced today that she'll soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments after tests confirmed a small spot on her lung is a tiny isolated malignancy. She says because it was discovered early, it is treatable. She says she will still be able to carry out her duties during the treatments. A massive fire destroyed a hotel in Greenville last night. Officials say the Baymont Inn caught fire around 9 o'clock. Greenville Police Chief Justin LaVorne says the hotel was closed for the day for maintenance and no injuries were reported. In Autauga County, a car exploded and caught fire last night. The sheriff's office says this happened in the 700 block of Carr Road and Pine Level. After the explosion, a garage also caught fire, and we are told that power lines came down as well. No injuries were reported. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity. Lows at night, pretty comfortable in mid-60s. Still dry. About 93 for a high Sunday, and then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Celebrating Palindrome Week with Weird Al. See how many you can catch.
I'm an M. Regal. A German am I. Never auto even if I had. Do geese lived on. Lonely Tylenol, not a banana baton. No Exxon Nixon, oh Stone Bean I saw. Oh Geronimo, no minor ego. Naomi Amon, a Toyota's a Toyota. A dog, a panic, in a pagoda. Run! Senile felines, now I see bees I won. UFO tofu, we panic in a pew. Oozy rat in a sanitary zoo. Got a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. Go hang a salami, I'm a lasagna hog.
All right, happy hour becomes edumacational on palindromes. A single word that is spelled the same way forwards and backwards, and among examples, like in the name department, Anna, civic, kayak, level,
mm-hmm.
Madam.
Race car.
Race car. I knew you'd come up with that one. That's,
sorry.
No, that's good. That's good. Radar. Redder. In other words, my face is redder than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Refer. I almost said reefer. Where did that come from?
Ooh.
Repaper is a palindrome.
Wow.
Rotator is a palindrome,
mm-hmm.
as is rotor, solos, stats, tenet, and wow.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
I never
wow.
really thought of
wow
as a palindrome, but it's true. God, I knew it was a mistake to go to the Drudge Report. Like, oh, look at Elizabeth Warren with her big crowds there, this shrieking woman. I'm going to have to go into counseling if she manages to get the White House. Because, folks, what this woman wants to do, and if, God help us, if she gets a Democratic Congress to back it up, your life is never going to be the same.
You got that right.
Deerfield Beach, Florida. I don't know anybody there. Who is on the phone?
Sling Blade. This is Sling Blade.
Sling Blade, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Now we're all right. How are you?
Good, excellent. Hey, you know, Drudge, and I call it 2 reasons, but Drudge has just changed its stripes over the last about 5 years. And I don't know what they're trying to be. They're trying to be maybe more centrist, I don't know.
No, I think he's gone to the left, period.
Yeah, he's gone that way. And I noticed that he was really one of the first conservative, whatever they're called.
Well, he was at least fair. He was at least fair, you know?
Yeah, he was, but now it seems to be slanted towards anti-Trump.
He was the only one that would link a story that had anything negative to say about Obama. That's one of the few places you'd go and get the truth.
Yep.
But now it sounds like he's touting Elizabeth Warren. I guess he wants 90% payroll tax. I don't know.
That's right. Hey, this morning you guys played a really funny piece. It was how not to talk like a fire or something like that. You remember that one? It was hilarious, and it was... It was basically these guys talking about what you should never do you should never talk like a pirate during these type of things, like a funeral or stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I got it. I know exactly what you want, and I will play that for you.
Thank you. All right, bye.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, at first I wasn't sure what he was talking about. Yes, it's all about if you're going to talk like a pirate, talk responsibly. Okay. Last night at Bomb Hours, again, thanks to everybody that came and made that. Joey was glowing today. That was a great night for him.
I think he was stunned last night. He was just blown away by it.
And it was so great, too, to, you know, have so many of our regulars and new faces there last night as well. And Dana and Jacqueline really got a nice, rousing reception from the crowd. Now, when are they coming back? Are they going to be back Wednesday?
Wednesday.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Because usually we have to wait weeks.
I've got them scheduled every Wednesday through the end of October, and we'll see.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And they may
come
individually from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'd be great.
They're just so much fun to talk to. And I love the fact that they're so easy at speaking their minds, too, you know.
Yeah, that's unusual these days.
Of course, their profession is representing people in matters of divorce. One of their clients was there last night and said, thank God for those two. If you're going through a divorce, it's under the best circumstances where you mutually agree, you got to go in your seat. You still have two adults who are going to want to look out for the best situation they can exit a marriage with. You need good representation because your focus needs to be, and take it from somebody who's done it wrong three times, your focus needs to be on moving forward with your life and to anticipate the changes that are going to come with it. Even if it's amicable, there's still a lot that has to be dealt with. Let them take care of that so you can focus on you. For men, read their testimonials at divorceformenalabama.com. They're powerful, and they go speak to the difference they've made for people going through a divorce. But anybody going through a divorce who wants top-notch representation should visit the website, divorceformenalabama.com, or call to arrange a consultation at 819-4810, 819-4810. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Terry and I were just checking traffic. Let's update. Well, that lasted very briefly, didn't it?
Well, I guess that means good things.
It's another one of those days.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
Take two.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and we see another accident to tell you about. This one's on I-65 northbound. It's right at the interchange, so if you're headed for 85 north, be careful in that area. Police are still working an accident on the boulevard at Woodmere Boulevard, so be careful there as well. Traffic on the rest of the interstate seems to be up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any big delays on the 31s this afternoon. Let's just be careful as we get headed to the house. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 23rd. To October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Don't forget, tomorrow morning at around 7:40 on Three Men and a Lady, the Duncan and Son Predictathon, week 4 already. That's hard to believe. Time's going by so fast. We will be doing the Alabama Ole Miss game this week, and you'll have a chance to win the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Complete service on your vehicle, redeemable at any of their 3 locations, which includes as often as they can. That's how William B. describes it, Millbrook, or once in a while. I forget exactly how he put it. Call us and straighten us out, William B. I'm Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison. We just had a request for pirate speak, how to talk pirate responsibly. And it's next.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Founders of International Talk Like a Pirate Day wish to remind you to talk like a pirate responsibly. And remember, it's not always appropriate in the workplace.
Jones, I be realizing that ye have 3 kids and a mortgage, but times they are a tough, and I be having to let you go.
But sir, my wife is sick.
Exercise caution when deciding to talk like a pirate in sensitive situations.
Arr, ma'am, I'm afraid your dog didn't make it. He's gone down to Davy Jones' locker.
Oh my gosh.
Or when you need to be taken seriously.
Ahoy! I be needing to fill out a sexual harassment form.
Sure you do.
Remember to use good judgment and enjoy International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr, to me, yo, ho, yo, ho, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Ahoy, matey! You might know how to talk like a pirate.
We're gonna be pirates.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
They got a nice building here. Who designed it?
An architect.
Yo ho!
Architect. Well, that was a real dad pirate joke there. It is 427 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Yes, Rosie is riding shotgun on the phone for us this afternoon. We have some traffic news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? Ah, shut up.
I-65, northbound at 205. Traffic is backed up.
205?
That way.
Yeah, that's north, mm-hmm. But...
Northbound.
The road 205 or exit 205?
He said, yeah, exit 205.
Okay, so that would be well north of Prattville.
Right.
Okay, I'm just...
That's by where the peach... You can go get the peaches.
Oh. Yeah, I've never been in that neck of the woods.
Durbin's. I think that's the Durbin's exit.
I should put that on my local bucket list of things to do.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, it's good. The ice cream is incredible.
The only thing on my bucket list at the moment is to finish the show. Make it till 6 at 4:28. You may recall it was week before last. We talked about an American Airlines mechanic.
That's right, yeah.
Who had access to the software of a man of Arabic descent who sabotaged the software so that it gave false readings to the pilots, and they were in the middle of their takeoff roll when everything went haywire, unfortunately, early enough were they able to bring the plane to a halt. You ever watch air disasters? It's fascinating how they go through the forensic process of figuring out how a plane crashed.
What's it's amazing to me is the protocol that the pilots have. They don't panic. They get the book. Okay, what do? We do this, 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 this. Check this, check this, check that. I don't know how they stay calm.
And so many plane crashes, both commercial and private. Last week, the new season of Air Disasters is on Sundays at 7 on the Smithsonian Channel.
Well,
that's one part of your training, Rosie.
Yes. Smithsonian Channel.
Yeah. I'll
have to look it up.
It's fascinating stuff.
Well, so many of the accidents that happen are because of some infinitesimal part.
Yes. A lot of it's arrogance on the part of one of them that I know I checked that.
Yeah.
They fight each other.
The one this past Sunday was about an air race in Reno. You may remember a P-51 was racing. It went into a steep climb and then came down into the crowd. Mm-hmm. And killed 11 people, including the pilot. What happened there is the guy had failed to check the bolt that held his aileron in place.
Oh, my God.
And it was, when they found that particular, and this thing was smashed to smithereens.
Sure.
There was really no piece of the plane left that was bigger than maybe a sheet of paper. But they found that the piece that held, because one of the news people there caught a still photo of the plane of that this little piece off the rear tail had flown off.
Mm-hmm.
And it went into this climb and came down. And they were able to pinpoint the cause to
amazing.
Not only that particular nut coming loose, which allowed that part to fly off with the heavy G-forces, but the pilot who never bothered to make sure that everything on the plane was upgraded. And boom, a lot of people paid terrible price for that. another one that comes to mind, I used to love to watch the Concorde fly. It's just an amazing sight. And one of the loudest things that you'll ever hear. And the one Concorde crash, that was 2001. Basically, it inhaled a part that had fallen off the previous plane that had taken off. That blew out. The engine inhaled it. The engine flamed out, and the plane couldn't stay aloft, didn't have the ability to gain speed and make a return trip. And it crashed, but it's so often it's just one little thing like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't make me necessarily afraid to fly, because when you look at the number of flights, the number of planes and hours logged,
statistically,
it's almost impossible. You probably have a better chance of winning the lottery than you have being involved in a plane accident.
Or being struck by lightning in the shower.
Yeah. 4:32 is the time. I was in one emergency landing. Ever tell you that lame-ass story?
Uh-uh.
This is 1995. I was working for a station. We did a ski trip. It was a charter, an L-1011. Ooh. By that time, that plane was kind of out of commercial service and was being used for charters and freight and all that kind of stuff. And when you fly a lot of miles, and I did it in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, you know the sound you expect to hear on a plane.
Yes.
And when the landing gear retracted and made a grinding noise, I mean, a bunch of us in the passenger section looked at each other and said, that didn't sound right. Sure enough, pilot comes on and says, ladies and gentlemen, one of the doors on our landing gear has not retracted. Now, we could fly to Colorado with this, but we can't. So we have to dump our fuel. This is a jumbo jet loaded with God knows how much fuel. Over the Everglades, these big cones come off the wings, and the fuel comes flying out. It's amazing. Dumps all the fuel. And nobody really thought, the pilot really downplayed the situation until we're on final approach in Miami. At a window seat, and I looked out, and the entire length of this runway had fire trucks and Mars lights and ambulances and everything else, just in case. But we landed without incident. Then I waited 7 hours while they brought in another plane to fly us to Denver. My date for that trip had taken a separate flight because she had to leave early. There were didn't have cell phone. Have any way to reach this woman except to call the ticket counter and say, if you see somebody who looks like this walking around looking pissed off, please let her know what happened with this flight.
Well, you couldn't come up with a better excuse for being late. I mean, come on.
She still was... Let's put it this way. It took a couple of days to defrost her, if that makes any sense.
I can understand.
Let's talk about Adams Motorsports.
Oh, let's.
And having some fun outdoors, especially heading into the cooler weather season.
Yes, thank goodness. Yeah, well, we got everything on sale right now. Lynn and I are going to Palm Springs for the 2020 Kawasaki show here in 2 or 3 weeks. They've been teasing a new sport quad or sport side-by-side, kind of to go against the Ranger, or the Razor Polaris, rather. And we're excited about that. Nobody has seen it yet, but we're hearing that it's going to be the bad, bad boy of the whole side-by-side world. We'll see. But Kawasaki's really stepped up to the plate with that, because Polaris right now is setting the narrative for the side-by-sides. They have the Razor, the new Razor, the turbo, almost 200 horsepower. I mean, insane horsepower in these machines. 18 inches of suspension. I mean, it's something that you could get on and race Baja if you wanted to. It's incredible stuff. Polaris basically has created this niche with the Razor, and they also have the working side of that called the Ranger, which is the side-by-sides with the dump beds, and it's like a small truck. You can get them with air conditioning. You can get them with heaters. It basically is a small truck. And the cool thing about Polaris is they have a whole separate division that supplies machines to NATO that they're tear-assing around the desert in the Middle East in these things right now. We sell them to Germany, all the different NATO countries are riding Polaris machines. It's amazing stuff. All those things are on sale, big rebates, special low interest rates, and not to leave out Suzuki. Suzuki's got some brand-new stuff coming out, too. Everything's on sale. We got big rebates on everything, special low interest rates. And the cool thing about the financing is the manufacturers buy the rates down, so you got a really good chance of getting approved, even if you've been turned down before. Get online, look at adamsmotorsports.com, see anything you like, come on out and talk to our experts. We'll see exactly what fits you, what you want, and we'll get you right.
All right. It's not too early to think Christmas layaway.
No, not at all. It's already started, yeah.
They're at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackles. See the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime, if not today, this weekend.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic making our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and we see some hang-ups on the roadways. We still see police working the accident at 65 North and 85, so be careful around the interchange there. There's an accident on Siebel's Road at Narrow Lane Road, and we see Montgomery Fire and Rescue responding to an apartment fire on Norman Bridge Road just past Cloverdale. There's a big traffic problem in that area. You'll want to reroute yourself around that. If you're on the interstates, everybody's up at a speed limit ride. Don't worry. Just be careful and watch the traffic around you as you head home this afternoon. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza, Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play? Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
What is life? Life is about compromise and realizing you can't always get what you want.
Now you can always get what you want without compromise with the new Quattro Pizza from Little Caesars. With two slices each of cheese, pepperoni, sausage and pepperoni, and sausage and prosciutto, it's four tasty pizzas in one, all for just $7. Take that, compromise. How's it feel to get literally everything you want in one large Quattro Pizza, hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 at Little Caesars?
Pizza, 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 pizza.
Participating locations for a limited time plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Governor Ivey announced today that she'll soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments after tests confirmed a small spot on her lung is a tiny isolated malignancy. She says because it was discovered early, it is treatable. She says she will still be able to carry out her duties during the treatments. In Autauga County, a car exploded and caught fire last night. The sheriff's office says this happened in the 700 block of Carr Road and Pine Level. After the explosion, a garage also caught fire, and we are told that power lines came down as well. No injuries were reported. A massive fire destroyed a hotel in Greenville last night. Officials say the Baymont Inn caught fire around 9 o'clock. Greenville Police Chief Justin LaVorn says the hotel was closed for the day for maintenance and no injuries were reported. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have some much nicer air to talk about today with high temperatures, you know, about 10 or 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. Nice breeze out of the east at 10 to 16 miles per hour and gusty. Today's high around 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, comfortable. Overnight low temperature down to about 65. Tomorrow and Saturday, look for a high around 90 both days. Tolerable humidity, lows at night, pretty comfortable in mid-60s. Still dry. About 93 for a high Sunday, and then mid-90s return on Monday, first day of fall. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Fooled you, didn't I?
Marvelously clever.
As Law says after the roll call 320, let's play our song. Because
you suck at this job.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Do it again, I like it.
Cause that's evil.
Oh my God.
It's too cold for me. I'm not trying to be your hero.
What's wrong with you?
Cause that minus is too low to see.
You know, my brother, I put myself up for adoption.
But so much crap, they had to start a second pot.
There's a sale at Penny.
Nothing leaves nothing.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I'm not snuffing. Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Everything that guide you say is bull. Thank you.
Cambridge Bar remembers.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
What a bunch of crap.
Flat.
Oh, no.
I missed one, but otherwise it was pretty good.
I heard some new voices, though.
Yeah, the animal sounds at the beginning. That was incredible.
It was good.
I thought we were going to do the whole thing animal sounds.
It is 444. One of our listeners wanted me to ask you about the Area 51 raid.
Mm-hmm.
What's the latest then? That was a big thing for a while, and then it kind of just...
It just kind of petered out, as far as I know. I, to be honest with you, it's such an insane thing. I haven't really looked into it. Who would be stupid enough to try to storm a federal facility where they will shoot you if you go past that little marker?
The Beatles have something to say about it. Yeah, I never really understood the point of it.
No.
445.
Go to Nevada, storm through the gates. They can't catch us all. Gonna see what our government is hiding. Extraterrestrial beings. They're keeping secrets from you and me. They got aliens. Gonna be freaky when I meet E.T. Area 51. Planet, send them to Earth in a UFO. We are gonna run and pass the guards today. They can't blow all of us away. another planet, another life form, far beyond the sun. Aliens I'll see if they don't kill me. Area 51.
446, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime Terry Adams with us. Have you seen this video? It's on YouTube, and I just put it on Facebook. This guy had a helmet cam on a motorcycle. And let me just preface this by reminding everybody, Terry Adams is a safety freak, okay? He does... I told you about the seven crotch rockets, right?
No.
Oh, God. I've been in Florida on I-75. I'm almost home from visiting Goose. And seven of them, easily going more than 100 miles an hour, and they come up on you so fast, especially you can't see them. Vish, vish, vish. Crazy.
I know.
Seven of them.
They are crazy.
I mean, it made my heart jump. It was that startling.
Well, think about this. You, for less than $15,000, you can go to a motorcycle dealership and buy a machine that will run 186 miles an hour straight off the showroom floor.
Now, this guy here, and you can watch the video, he is... got a helmet cam on.
Looks like he's riding a KTM. I saw an orange fender.
Well, he goes right off a cliff, and you get the whole thing on the video clip.
Oh, God.
So let's see how long it takes to
get
to the...
Where is this?
This is in Colorado.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get
the... Splashes into water and survives. Good. Whoa.
Man. Wow.
Oh, my.
That is a lucky individual.
Yeah, I'm sure the bike's toast.
Yeah, I would think so. After an escapade like that.
He's lucky to be alive. It looks like he's wearing equipment. That's good.
By the way, are you still involved with the Motorcycle Foundation safety training program?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because motorcycles are great fun. And you can drive them very safely, and most responsible motorcycle owners do.
Yes.
But if you're interested, the place to go to get your bike is Terry's Place, Adams Motorsports, and take that that course.
Yes, please do. And it's professionals that teach you how to ride. I mean, that's what they do. So you actually, a lot of insurance companies will give you a break on your insurance when you take it too. So highly recommend it.
4:48 is the time. I have had so much incredible feedback from your CBD store, from listeners who have helped their pets.
I've heard that.
Yes.
That's amazing.
They have products for pets that can help with pain, anxiety, and those type issues. In fact, Mommy the Swami just told me that they had great luck with Zorro the Wiener Dog with CBD products.
Cool.
CBD products are totally legal. They're made from industrialized hemp, but they interact with the cannabinoids that are already in your system to achieve the results they do. Marissa and Laurie at your CBD store know these product lines. They carry SunMed, which is top-notch, and they offer products that can help people with a number of issues. I mentioned pain, arthritis, anxiety, insomnia, diabetes. Talk to Marissa and Laurie about how they can help you at your CBD store. Easy to find. If you take Chantilly Parkway, you know where the Bojangles is on the east side, turn at that street, that's Minnie Brown Parkway, and you'll see the plaza with your CBD store on the left. They're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I want to thank everybody who's taken the time to share their CBD store successes with me.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't have any THC in it. You're not going to get high. You got nothing to lose by trying it. And you never know. It may solve something that you've had that doctors haven't been able to address.
You are absolutely correct. Your CBD store. At 4:50, Master Thespian, please hold for a moment. We got to get Fox Business on.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Living a of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 7th at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Voices and Visions of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Women of Hope member Carol Golson. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit thewomenofhope.org or call 220-4599.
Network stocks sputtering the final hour of trading as an early rally fizzled on trade concerns as talks between the U.S. and China resume in Washington. With the Dow falling 52 points, the Nasdaq up 5, S&P 500 up a fraction. And a banner day on Wall Street for shares of Microsoft, its stock hitting an all-time high after the news that its shareholders will be receiving a bigger dividend, and the company is also buying back as much as $40 billion in stock. And another tech company is planning to offer more cash to its shareholders, Texas Instruments. It'll be hiking its dividend by 17% to 90 cents a share. And Amazon's leader Jeff Bezos unveiling a broad new plan to tackle climate change, committing the e-commerce giant to meet the goals of the Paris Climate Agreement 10 years ahead of schedule. As part of a climate pledge, Amazon is planning to buy 100,000 electric delivery trucks as it looks to reduce its carbon emissions. Bezos adding that Amazon plans to be carbon neutral by 2040. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Note to programming that needs to be changed because Joey has been promoted.
Yes.
That's right.
Yay, Joey.
That's why at 9 o'clock, that's when I play.
Joey, this is where you take over.
That's right.
Let's have a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Avast there, me hearties.
Arg.
Happy International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arg.
Arg.
Next year it'll be on a Saturday, so we won't be able to. We were driving each other nuts. We were going to talk like pirates today. That lasted from about 6:01 to 6:01:45.
Yeah. About 5 minutes. It gets really old.
It gets really old.
And I dressed up with a hat and a coat and a vest and a shirt, and about halfway through the day I went, well, forget this. It's too hot. So, yeah. So I was just kind of enjoying the spirits of the holiday. But, yeah. But, hey, at least it's only 94 today. It was, what, 103 yesterday?
86, yeah.
Yeah, it's much better, much nicer. So I have hope that in a few weeks at least maybe fall will show up.
Yep.
Yeah, and technically Monday is fall, I know, but it'll be hot.
Yesterday, the outbreak of excitement over a few raindrops was amazing.
Yeah, I got about 10 of those on my car, and I was like, whoa, it's raining? What is this?
It rained at my house in the afternoon, and I was driving home from Baumhauer's last night.
Mm-hmm.
And you missed a great party, Mr. Thespian.
Well, it was packed.
Yeah, no, I couldn't come. We're having dress rehearsal for our AUM showcase that opens tonight. I wish I could have been there. But it's okay.
Yeah. Send me the information on that stuff so we can support it, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Please do.
So, yeah, I can just send you an email and just say, hey, here's what's going on and all that.
Yeah. Don't forget to include the free tickets to whatever you're doing.
Oh, yeah, we'll make sure and do that.
This is our Master Thespian.
All right. Well, have a great day. Thank you, everyone, and good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bear.
Hi.
Bear. Hi, Bear.
Hello.
So
earlier when you were talking about the Area 51 thing,
yes.
I was just like, who could say that? It originally started as a joke on Facebook, and then some people, probably in my generation, started taking it seriously.
What is your generation, Bear?
In the late teens.
Wow. I am honored.
I think Joey heard me earlier. I'm the 18-year-old that called in this morning.
I don't get to listen to the entire show because...
Yeah, well, that's why I said Joey.
I am a bear, just a little older than
a little bit. A few years, couple, maybe.
Don't laugh so hard, Bear.
You can call me Peepaw if you want, I suppose. But it's great to... Are there other people your age that listen to talk radio?
Yeah, and I mean, my brother occasionally listens as well, and he's in the car with me and my dad, and he's 12, so...
Wow.
Wow.
Gotta love it. You have hope for humanity.
Raising them up right.
I was just going to say, this is the definition of being raised right. Well, Bear, we hope that you'll be a regular caller to the show. We'd love that.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But I'm not, like, driving, because I commute between Millbrook and AUM, so...
Wow. Oh, my stepson goes to AUM.
Really?
And we were just talking. Master Thespian is a drama teacher at AUM, the guy that was on before you.
Yeah, I heard that. In fact, he was on the air when I called in and parked at Stanhope to pick up my younger sister.
Cool.
We're big supporters of the Warhawk Society. So thank you.
As I heard.
Yeah. Well, it's
no problem. But yeah, it started as a joke, and then a lot of people in my generation started taking it seriously. And I'm just looking around at all my friends like, seriously?
Yeah, really?
Seriously? They can take you all. Uh-huh. They really can.
They shoot you.
Yeah, they have signs that say exactly that.
Uh-huh.
Move beyond this point at your own risk of life and limb.
Yep.
They're pretty
pretty
specific about it. Well, thanks for calling. You made my day.
I know, right? And you made my day, too, because it's just like, I especially love hearing you in the mornings.
I'm gonna.
We all have an awesome rest of the day.
You too.
How could I not, after talking to you? Now I can bring back, yes, bear.
Yes.
That was Janelle's mom. Bear. because I just learned it was always the best route to peace and harmony was to yes, well, she still divorced me anyway. 4:58 is the time. We'll check traffic real quick before we get Fox News top of the hour. A little bit of a break here when it comes to heat. It's still hot, but it's not oven hot like it's been.
True.
Your system has been through one heck of a summer. If you haven't had it checked up, you need to get yourself a Clark's Club membership for $159 and take advantage of the two annual tune-ups you get. There are discounts on parts and labor. If a part needs to be replaced, they can also check and make sure that your system is running efficiently, that air is not escaping anywhere, and you're not getting $500 electric bills. Well, I know that part's been checked out. They found a dead attic fan, replaced it, and then they also redid the filters. So I know it's not my AC that's making my power costs high, so I'm looking forward to that energy audit next week to see what is. But in the meantime, when you're a Clark's Club member, urgent care service is a phone call away. 277-2125. They have the most talented and amazing plumbers on the planet, too. So they got you covered for the comfort and infrastructure of your home at Clark's. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic at 4:58.